Well, now to the American Lung Association's State of the Air report released today. It found half of all Americans live in counties with unhealthy levels of air pollution. And that number's on the rise, with more days with hazardous air quality than ever from 2015 to 2017. Janice Nolan is lead author. And Janice, we know there's been a push for deregulation in this current administration, affecting the Clean Air Act, for instance. So maybe this isn't surprising?
Well, fortunately, some of the deregulation that's been proposed has not taken effect. The increase in unhealthy air that we're seeing is actually Mother Nature doing it to us through climate change, and that's why we raised that as a major issue in this report. When you have the years 2015, 16, and 17 that we're covering in this report labeled as the three hottest years in global history, and you see the impacts of the wildfires in 2017 out in California and other parts of the country on air quality in neighboring and long-distance communities, you can see the impact of needing to take more action. So while we're also fighting rollbacks, we're also urging more action to clean up the pollution, to deal with climate change as a major risk for us for public health.
Well, and maybe still encouraging people to change their behavior, because we were so fascinated to see that topping your list for worst year-round particle pollution is Fresno, California, the metro area there. Los Angeles remains a city with the worst ozone pollution, as it has for 19 years of the 20-year history of this report. Six of the country's 10 worst cities for air pollution are in California. But we know California has some of the strictest air pollution regulations and some of the most forward-thinking people. Is this simply the amount of people and the amount of cars, for instance?
That's a big factor. The number of people, the number of cars, the industry there, agriculture, shipping, transport of goods, all of those things play a big role. And the fact that much of the state has a nice little bowl in its topography so that air quality is trapped often in there and gets worse there. And they've known this for a long time, which is why they've taken some of the more aggressive steps. But theirs is so much worse than much of the rest of the country that they've helped us to develop tools that have been very effective nationwide. But again, it does show the need to continue to reduce pollution, because we still have a long way to go nationwide, not just in California.
Well, and we should say that, you know, some of the cities with the highest number of days with unhealthy spikes in this particle pollution that you've been looking for, you have Fairbanks, Alaska, Missoula, Montana, Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm surprised. What about New York or, you know, some of the East Coast cities with also congestion and a lot of people?
Well, you'll know New York ranks on our list of most polluted cities for ozone. In fact, New York in the Northeast is what we call sometimes the tailpipe of the nation. Mm. Emissions that are created in other parts of the country show up there. And in fact, the county in the metropolitan New York area that has the most ozone pollution is Fairfield County, Connecticut. And it actually has the worst ozone pollution in the whole eastern half of the country. And that's not because of what Fairfield is doing. It's because of the pollution that's blown into there from the Midwest, the Mid-Atlantic, from the New York metro area. And it just shows up in the monitors in Fairfield County. But it definitely shows that the nation has no barriers to ozone or particle pollution. They blow across the country. So we have to have national measures to reduce them.
It's also called smog, and we're reading that it's essentially it's a sunburn of the lung. Imagine how that feels, where you have a hard time breathing. Who has the healthiest air? And again, it may not be behavior or industry. It may just be, you know, where they happen to be in the weather pattern. But who's the healthiest?
Well, we have six cities that had the cleanest air quality, and that meant they had no days when their ozone levels or particle levels went above the unhealthy range, and they had the lowest year-round levels. Includes places like Bangor, Maine, Burlington, Vermont, Honolulu, Hawaii, Lincoln, Nebraska, Palm Bay, Florida, and Wilmington, North Carolina. Some of those benefit because of their geography. Honolulu, you can blow a lot of pollution away easily, but also because their sources are not as significantly large as some other places are. So many of them have been on our cleanest cities list for a while.
You have a megaphone. You know, most of the problems, individuals, of course, can change behavior. We can fight climate change. But what is the thing that can be done immediately to start improving the air?
We're taking steps now. And one of the things we're asking people to do are to sign a petition to Congress and the administration about climate. that we need to take action to address climate. And there are things that are en route now that we're fighting and working to make sure stay in place, like the Clean Power Plan, like rules to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases from vehicles, rules to clean up emissions of things like methane from oil and gas extraction, things that have been in place for a while, and this administration is trying to roll them back. We're fighting that in every way we can to be able to keep those tools working and to get them actually implemented to be able to reduce the pollution that we're seeing.
Not go backwards. Janice Nolan, lead author of the American Lung Association State of the Air Report, will link you to all that information at herenow.org. Janice, thank you.
Thank you.